Welcome. So this is a blueprint, a cash update, an energy update, and a channeling that's intended, say designed, to help us align with our divine human blueprint, our unique signature frequencies, and to resonate with that harmony we can then generate out into our fields that holds us in the energies that are for us now. So we're looking at the ever-moving map, the story of now in the collective evolution, as each of us have our own individual unique experiences of what is also a collective and a global transition. So just while I'm preparing, I can't open my eyes because I can feel the energies coming in already. The invitation, as always, like I put in the comments, is to close the eyes. Make the intention to close the outward-facing eyes and turn those eyes inwards and bring attention to the heart and center, and to focus on the sensation of breath in the body and the sensations in the body as a whole. And that way you receive what's for you, because the transmission contains the energies and energy packets and encodements. And when we're focused within, it helps us receive what's for us in a way where we don't have to mentally filter out or analyze while we're in the transmission, if you like, field. So to begin with, you are invited to open yourselves up to the expansiveness available in this now moment. As you focus on your breath, you can imagine, if you will, that you are breathing in from within, from the gateway to source in the heart and center of yourselves. And as you breathe in, perhaps you can let go of needing to know. This is one of today's themes, this month, this moon cycle, and indeed the last equinox brings you this theme, letting go of needing to know. We thank Jiva Ann for bringing through this precise phraseology at this time, for it is indeed the hub, the nub that enables you to connect with more complex themes and energies and directives being brought through at this time in support of inner alignment, aligning with your divine I am awareness, bringing your human experience into resonantial alignment with the divinity of the multidimensionality that you also are. Reducing that sense of separation between the human experience and all that arises, that passes before the eyes that look outwards, that lands in the sensory experience, that affects the emotional field. We invite you to breathe in from within and allow for the possibility that you do not need to know what quality from source, as you breathe in from within, what quality from the all of everything, from the all that is, and from the all of you? Are you receiving with the breath in this now moment? This moment of limitless possibility, of infinite potential. Allow the mind to relax its need to govern, to analyze, to oversee the particulars. And surrender, if you will, that task, that analyzing, that governing, that overseeing to the innate infinite intelligence of the divine I am that you are, that knows what is for you in this now moment and is able to resource that across multi-dimensions. Is able to resource from the limitless potential of the infinity, of unconditionality. Is able to align you in this here now moment with the pure quantum potentiality for harmony. Allow the possibility that more than you can imagine can be possible in the here and now. That more than you could construct may be created through surrender. That more than you can believe in could land within your field and engage in the alchemy of manifestation. In areas of your world and your life experience that are not visible to you from where you sit, from where your eyes look out upon what is visible, from where your mind might analyze what it can focus its attention on. You're allowing for the possibility of what is for you entering the field of quantum potentiality in this here. Now, moment, and all you are really being asked to bring your attention to are not the words, for these contain packets and encodements and energies, but simply the breath. Release your mind from being the knower and release yourselves from being the doer. So that the information may turn into instructions and your innate infinite intelligence may be empowered to govern what and what is for you lands with you and creates with a divine infinite consciousness that you are. And as you breathe in, what is for you arrives with you and is circulated to wherever it's for in your blueprint. The map of the consciousness you are that holds the encodements and the instructions for how every facet of your life experience will manifest itself in the dance that is the constant dialogue between you and your own divinity. Between you and the vastness of consciousness that you are. We are focused on the dissolution of the separation, not the distinction, but the separation between your inner, internal experience of beingness, being a self, a point of view, a focus of light from all that is through a lens of individuation. A divine being physicalized here in human form and the physical world that is the outer expression of the experience internally that you are having, that is holographically projected from the instructions in your field. For there has been a need, long supported, to allow for the physicalized experience to support the illusion of separation, that the human I you are is, of course, separate from the divine, limitless being. You also are. You know yourselves to also be. And of course, with the awakening and the remembering and the realizations, there is an inevitability that every facet of your outer experience is generated from within you, from within the instructions and encodements that you carry within you, that have arisen as a result of your beliefs and your experiences and your expectations, that have arisen as a result of your histories, of your stories, of your experiences, of what you remember in and of your own past. Now, of course, when we land fully in the here and now moment, all of those histories and stories and memories potentially may be rewritten in the infinite, limitless potentiality of now. And so you may change your beliefs and you may change your expectations. And in doing so, you may change your choices, your intentions, and your decisions. And in doing so, you may change the outer experience you are manifesting for yourself. And so you see, beloveds, that your outer experience, the world you manifest as real to then walk through and have those experiences, to have new responses, your outer experience can come home to reflect more of the unity that can be an internal experience of realization, found in contemplation, meditation, and doing your inner work. Your outer world can reflect your inner peace. You have heard this, yes, many times. Well, there is an alchemy to this. There are mechanics to this. There are reasons why this can happen. What is supported now is a collective movement, not just individuals having these experiences of realization, but collectively, the human collective consciousness is moving through its evolutionary trajectory upon a path of homecoming and manifesting more in its outer experience that arises from the inner remembering of unity, of oneness, as this is contacted, as this vibrates in the physical fields of body consciousness, so it will affect your physical world. And the reset in consciousness is moving through, as you know, the physical dimensions now. What this means is you are collectively and all individually in a process of taking greater ownership, by which we mean taking greater response, ability, in order to more deeply embody your sovereignty by owning and applying those realizations you have internalized in the physical details of your outer experience. And so what does this mean? This means that there are more physical experiences to be had. Now, so often when a physical experience brings us dissonance, something that is not preferred, that causes suffering, the default human reaction is to dislocate from one center, to shift attention from being aligned, and to come out of oneself and place attention fully in the event, the dissonance of the event that is taking place. And in doing so, you disconnect. The seat of consciousness shifts from the gateway home to source and lands fully in the event, causing the dissonant experience, where, of course, you are disconnected from those inner infinite resources that could support you in moving through what has come to your attention. Now, for those of you who are working this way, who are choosing to own, embrace, hold, and dissolve in the infinite unconditionality of the love and the compassion and the joy and the excitement and the celebration and the peace that you each are, your divine heart resonances, the process is exactly the same. When dissonance arises in your physicality and in your physical environments, it is to be met with just the same processes that you would use for internal work, for meeting thoughts, beliefs, and emotions that you would hold in your field that are constrictive. Would you judge these? Would you reject them? Would you abandon these parts of yourselves? Or would you embrace them as the loving parent, holding a crying toddler, and listen and ask, what is wrong? Where does it hurt? Tell me how it hurts. How did that happen? Oh, yes, of course, this would hurt. No, you are validated in, you know, expressing that this would hurt. I am listening. Okay, I am understanding and I am accepting. And you bring that unconditionality, I am the divine, I am awareness, you are, to the situation that arises in your physical experience. It does not mean that you do not also take practical action. But by including that metaphysical processing, embracing what is happening physically as the divine I am that you are, the physical action you take can be more directed from within, can be more guided, can be more supported. You can be more held and supported in the experience that's arising in your physical world. Now, this may not be news to many of you, but we bring it to your attention now because there is a collective movement supporting owning response, ability, and embodying sovereignty by calling home dissonances that arise in the physical field, recognizing that the physical field is a field of consciousness, is not separate from the self, and your subjective experiences within this field are yours to own. That you are calling home long histories of having things done to you in this field where you have collectively been disempowered and disconnected, and you are gently being lovingly reminded of the ways in which you can take ownership, reclaim your sovereignty from victimhood, and release yourselves from the old dynamics. And open to that master co-creatorship in ever expanding and developing facets of your human physical experience so that the all of who you are is able to reach you through any area of your physical life, of your external worldly experience. Will you own this It comes from you. And you're being supported to enable it to return to the oneness you know that you also are. We love you and thank you for sitting with this transmission. We have thoroughly enjoyed being a part of a meeting here of souls. It brings us great pleasure and we would like to say euphoria to be in connectivity. And we hope to meet with you again, with maybe more frequency in the future. For we grow through these meetings as much as you grow from our connectivity. We meet you as loving equals and friends. We are delighted, absolutely delighted to have been invited to speak. We are the benevolent overseers overlighting humanity's ascension within Gaia at this time. We embrace you with the love that we bring, that we are, that unites us, and bid you a very fond farewell for now. Hey, yeah. Okay, so I would just invite you to sit for a moment and again be with your physical sensations, any energies moving, anything you're feeling without needing to name or identify that so much, just for some moments here. I know I'm noticing an expansion. I know really for me the need to stretch. So yes, again, listen to the body. Because when we move after after receiving an energy transmission and we move and we let the body direct that, it really does help ground what we're receiving. And it really does support embodied integration of whatever's for us. So I'd love to do one of these, I think, more involved, I think, scheduled, so that we can maybe comment and ask questions and ask the guides if they can bring through answers for specific questions. I'll give that some thought and I'll post that on my page when I feel that's ready. Have a beautiful afternoon. Thank you so much for being here. Lots of love.